It's good to have you all here. We want to make a special welcome. Sarah Adam is our speaker today. She's from Urban Servant Corps. She and along a group of others are here with Life and Service Network. Just to give someone a little bit of an introduction here. The Life and Service Network includes All Ear, Border Servant Corps, Lutheran Volunteer Corps, Urban Servant Corps, and Young Adults in Global Mission. All these service organizations are ministries of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, or our ELCA. Affiliated. We're just delighted to have this group of leaders with us here today. And in addition to this time here at Daily Sabbath, there'll be times throughout the day to interact with them, in addition to a time together at 4:30 this afternoon in the Heritage Room, which I know many of you know about already. So welcome. Thank you for being here this day. Our hymns today are from the ELW, the Red Book, which should be somewhere near to you. We will start by standing and singing together hymn number 720. Hymn number 720. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the opportunity to gather together as your people. Help us to be people of hope in times of despair, people of faith in times of fear. Bind us together through your word. Bind us together in your spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. We have two scripture readings for this morning. The first is from the book of Micah, chapter number 6, verses 6 to 8. And it reads, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading is from the 4th chapter of Matthew. It reads, "As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you fish for people.' Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him." Holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Gustavus, for having us here today. Thank you especially to Pastor Brian for making this possible, for your warm welcome and hospitality. We are so grateful to be here. I also want to acknowledge that yesterday was a pretty intense day. We were at St. Olaf yesterday and Augsburg last night, and I just want to name that we are with you on this journey. And thank you for showing up today. It means a lot. In May of 2011, after my junior year of college at Concordia in Moorhead, Minnesota, I had the privilege of taking a May term to Rwanda. I was there with a professor and three other students, and we went to teach English, learn about the culture, and be transformed. And while those three things manifested for me in the most beautiful ways, my experience in Rwanda literally became the trajectory for where I am today. In a town called Musanze in Rwanda, we stayed with a host family who owns a primary or elementary school. People came from all over the world to stay there with the family and teach English at the school. While there, I met a woman named Gemma from England who was living in Rwanda for a few months, and she was volunteering just because she could. I thought to myself, wait, people volunteer for months at a time? That sounds so cool. I want to do that. So after Rwanda, I came back to college for my senior year, and while struggling with what job to get and how anyone was going to hire me with a communications major, I was reminded of Gemma and her heart to serve. So I started looking into various volunteer opportunities. And it turns out there are dozens, if not hundreds, of different opportunities to be of service for various lengths of time and all over the world. And in fact, the ELCA has 5 main service organizations that are year-long and focus on community, simplicity, spirituality, and of course, service. So they formed a cohort entitled Life in Service. LIFE is an acronym for Lutheran Immersion and Formation Experience. The service programs are, as Pastor Brian mentioned, Abundant Life Together, or ALT-YEAR, Border Servant Corps, Urban Servant Corps, Lutheran Volunteer Corps, and Young Adults and Global Mission. More on that later. So this short and sweet gospel reading that we heard from Matthew, I think, totally encompasses a year of service. Jesus shows up as a recruiter of sorts, calling his disciples to a year, well, really a lifetime of service. He sees Simon and Andrew working their standard 9-to-5 as fishermen, although it was probably more of an early morning job, but you get the idea. And Jesus said, "Drop your nets and follow me," which is sort of like saying, drop the tool and vessel that not only feeds you, but also pays for your bills. It's also sort of like saying, hey, don't worry about student loans or getting a job. Who needs a retirement fund anyways? Come do a year of service. And without any hesitation, they left their nets and followed him. And then James and John were with their father, Zebedee, casting nets when they heard Jesus' call to follow him. And still there's no word of them saying, hold up, Jesus, I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can you come back later? They also didn't say, okay, but if I'm going to go with you, can I at least have a going away party first? They just went. They didn't show stress or anxiety. They didn't express doubts of feeling not good enough. They didn't say, Jesus, are you sure you want me? I'm a fisherman. I smell bad. They trusted the call and followed him. So throughout the winter of my senior year, I was doing exactly what the disciples did, except the opposite. I had so much stress over this call to do a year of service. I talked to trusted professors and ministers on campus. I was in the Career Center weekly. I had many thoughtful conversations with my dearest friends at the nearby therapy office, which some people refer to as the cheapest bar in town. I struggled with my discernment when what I really needed to do was drop my nets and go. I wonder if I had read this passage in the time of my distress, I would have found a glimmer of guidance. Jesus calls the disciples from their individual journeys into community. They grow in life together, sharing meals, traveling, participating in intentional dialogue, and living with a common purpose. As they find their lives increasingly intertwined, they leave behind comfort, support, and stability. Throughout the Gospels, their journeys are marked by an intense spiritual framework as they believe and doubt and question and fear. They embark on lives of service, healing, and justice towards those most in need. And I wanted this so intensely. To be of service, to practice radical simplicity, to experience the complexities of intentional community, and to incorporate spirituality through it all. Once I put my ego aside, I was able to trust in the actual call, drop my metaphorical nets, and go. I applied and got accepted to Young Adults and Global Mission and was called to Madagascar for a year of teaching English and learning from the Malagasy people. When I returned from Madagascar, I applied and was accepted to Urban Servant Corps. So I moved to Denver, Colorado, and worked with youth and young adults experiencing homelessness. And I loved that program so much that now I work for them. Understanding that it's not always possible for everyone to do a year of service, there is still something to be said about living out those tenets of simplicity, intentional community, service, and spirituality. Not only are we transformed by exploring those values, but also I think it forms and enhances the way we become responsibly engaged in the world around us. With that said, the life and service representatives from each program will be around campus until 6 tonight. We'll be tabling and, as Pastor Brian said, hosting an informational dinner at 4:30 in the Heritage Banquet Room. So please come by and say hi. We would love to meet you and hear some of your story. Ultimately, the call of Christ in the Gospels is not simply to do a year, or even, in my case, a couple years, of service, but to live a full life of service committed to seeking justice and healing in our broken world. Amen.
We will sing hymn number 798. Number 798. I invite you to stand. Go in peace to love and to serve. Thanks be to God.